Okay, good evening. We are soon. We are in the Shlosh Simei Hagbalah. The holiday of Shavuos is soon upon us. Haba aleinu l'tova. And therefore, we like to discuss aspects of the holiday, which, as we know, the midst of the holiday is Talmud Torah. I want to discuss one specific aspect of Talmud Torah, a phrase that is often thrown around in different spheres, and that is the idea of being koveya itzim Torah, establishing time for learning Torah. And this usually comes up by shidduchim, right? The girl wants to know, is he koveya itzim, right? Is the guy koveya itzim? Is he going to learn? When he gets a job, is he going to have set time to learn? And the guy says, I am koveya itzim, I'm going to go into kolel, whatever it is. So we use this catchphrase very often, the person is koveya itzim, or the person is not koveya itzim. He does set aside time for learning Torah, or he does not set aside time for learning Torah. What does that catchphrase mean, and how does it affect the way in which we learn Torah? It is based on a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. It's the second source on the page. When you go to the Beis Shamayla, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask you six questions at the end of the day. We just care about the second one, but it says, Nises v'nasa be'amuna, did you engage in business ethically? And the second question is, Kavati v'sizim Torah. They want to know, when you lived your life in this world, were you koveitim, did you set established times for limud Torah? The Rambam brings us the halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Perek Aleph, the first source, Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael Chayv, every Jew is responsible, every man perhaps, Chayv L'Kvo Lo Zman, to set aside specific times for Talmud Torah, Bayom Uvalayla, not just one time in the 24-hour cycle, but once in the daytime and once in the nighttime. Shneamar V'Agisa Bo, you should learn Torah, Yomam V'Layla, the day and then the night. Rashi there explains in the third source, Lafisha Adam, Sarach L'Sasek B'Derech Eretz, because we have to involve ourselves in Derech Eretz, in working and making a livelihood. Shim'ein Derech Eretz Ein Torah, if there's no livelihood, then you're not going to have time to learn Torah anyway. Hanutzrach L'Kvoa Eitzim L'Torah, therefore we must establish times for learning Torah. Dover Katzav, something that's set. So Yimshach Kol Hayom Derech Eretz, so that we don't spend the entire day working. Because if we had the opportunity, how much of us would simply go stay in the office for a little bit more? One more client to see. One more thing to do. One more opportunity. We could work all day. And therefore the Torah says, or Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Kavat Eitzim L'Torah. You make sure you establish times to learn Torah, so your day was not overtaken with things that may very well be important and necessary. But you still have to have Bagisa Bo Yomam V'Layla.
Isn't that a tout to the Sasre?
Why?
On one side you say Minkovei Itim, another side you're saying Bagisa Bo Yomam V'Layla, and then you say, yeah, you know, like Derech Eretz requires that we have to work.
Yeah. It's not a tout to the Sasre as much as it a holy mosaic of different things coming together. You have to have both. You need to manage to have both. You need to have Torah, that's obvious. Everyone needs to have Torah. We also need to work, and therefore you need to... It's not a steer as much as it needs to fit together.
Well, Hagisa, I don't know how you define Hagisa specifically.
Yeah.
But Yom HaVelayla does not leave you much room for anything else.
So this is not necessarily a discussion right now regarding learning Torah all day versus other things and the midst of Talmud Torah. Just b'kitzer, it's true. There's a machlokas in the Gemara in Brachos and in the Gemara in the end of Menachos between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai regarding should you learn all day, as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, or like Rabbi Yishmael says that a person needs to work, and when you're not working, so then you should go and learn. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says no, you need to learn all day. So this idea of Derech Eretz, the Vilna Gaon and the Shnos Eliyahu in the beginning of Brachos says that Derech Eretz is a mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah of Derech Eretz to be part of the world. And therefore, the only thing that pushes aside Talmud Torah is Derech Eretz. And that's the understanding of the Vilna Gaon. Whereas opposed to the Or Sameach, and many other Achorim understand that no, Derech Eretz is something that's just, it's a necessary that we have to do. We have to be part of the world. And therefore, whenever you're not doing something that is important, so then the time should be dedicated towards Torah. That's the balance. Like Yisav Yom V'Layla means whenever something else is not going on. That's how we pass it. Okay, back here. Says there's a beautiful vort, by the way, from Rabbi Soloveitchik, that Rosh Hashanah likes to say. I think it's in Divrei Rav, the last volume of Rabbi Soloveitchik memoir literature. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, Kavat Itzim the Torah, to do establish the times that you live in, whether the winds are pushing people in this way or the motives of the times are people pushing people in another way, to do establish those times, the era that you lived in, according to the Torah. Regardless of what ism is going on, regardless of what movement is happening across the world, regardless of what the politics or the news say, that you establish your life, your itim, according to the Torah. That you didn't be put, that you weren't pushed back and forth based on what's going on in the outside world. You stuck to your values that were based in Torah and mitzvah. So that's how Rabbi Soloveitchik explained this Gemara al derech hadrash. Okay. The tour brings the Indian of being kaveid from the Torah regarding someone who regularly works. Says the tour, "V'achar shiyotzim mibeis haknesses, after you're davening in the morning, yeilach lebeis hamedrash, go and learn something. Kodim sheyeilach leeskav, before you go to work, v'yikva eis lilmod, and establish a time to learn." So we see from the tour that the idea of being kaveitim is not for the person sitting in kolel. The idea of being Kovei Itim, establishing fixed time for learning Torah, is specifically designed for the person who works. That's the whole idea, that you carve time out of the day, there should be uninterrupted opportunities for learning Torah. This is clear from the Bir Agra as well, in Yeradei and Reish Vav. The Shulchan Acharav also says the mitzvah of Kovei Itim is meant for the Balabas, the person who is working and needs to find time to learn Torah. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Kufin Hei Aleph says that ideal Kviyas Itim should be after davening. And this is what the Torah said. The Mishabur and Sifkas and Aleph cite the Gemara in Brachos that says that someone who goes straight from davening to learning will be Zocha to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. There's something to be said for someone who takes a minute after davening to learn something. Even if a person can't have an hour or 2 hours after davening. But there's something to be said for someone who takes a few minutes after davening to say, I'm beginning the day with Talmud Torah. That is a very important thing. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Yelchu Mechayel Lechayel, that a person goes from one strength to the next strength, from one mitzvah of davening to the next mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The above Rambam said that you should be a Kovei Itim, right, we said before, at night, as well as the day. This is cited as well by the Shulchan Aruch in Yodei Reish Ram Vav. And the Be'er Halachin, Simen Kufnun Aleph, the Chafetz Chaim, says something very important. Listen to what he writes here in source number 5. We'll quote the whole thing, because it's such a beautiful idea. He says, V'alkein min ha'nachon, he says, it is certainly appropriate and the correct thing to do. Shimlovad kaviyas sh'achar tefillah shachras. Not only should you have time learning after davening in the morning, yikba gam bein mincha l'mayriv. The source for shul's learning between mincha marv is this Be'er Halacha. V'agisa bo yom v'layla, kaviyas itim in the day and the night. To make sure that everyone who comes to shul knows there's going to be an established fixed time, at least at night, that people are learning Torah. Shubizeh yatzah gami dechovas limud haTorah b'layla, because that will fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah at night. V'inyan limud bein mincha l'mayriv, and learning between mincha marv, mashva gam b'gemara, the Gemara says this, adam b'min asad, a person will come home from work, be'erev holich l'beis haknesses, go to shul. Yimyodea likros korei lishno shon, if a person knows to read chumish, mishnah, whatever, davin kriya shema, davin shvona esrei. And that's how a person should live their life. You come home, you go to shul, learn a little bit, and do what you have to do. This is what the Gemara tells us. The Be'er Halacha continues. V'ayim ha'shakasu b'shem ha'shla. Look at the shla. B'avarasena rabim in our many sins. Kama anashim arafim midei min ha'torah. People are weak in Torah. Legamre, completely. Ve'enam choshim l'gvoah. The people are not careful about establishing afiluzman mu'at bayom l'torah. A little bit of time during the day for Torah. They don't understand the importance, the chiyuv, of being kovei itim. V'kvar amru chazal tell us, v'iter kadosh baruch hu avon avodah zarah. Hashem can give you a pass for avodah zarah. Hashem might give you a pass for gilui arayos, for inappropriate relationships. Hashem might give you a pass for shfichas damim, for murder. Hashem, you can tolerate that. Below Vitel Avon Bittel Torah. But Hashem has no patience for Bittel Torah. V'isa b'medrash mishle. Ba ure'e kama kasha yom hadin shasa v'kadosh baruch hu. Look at the day of judgment. Hashem in the future, lodun es kol olam, he'll judge the world. Ba mishish b'yado mikra v'ein b'yado mishna kadosh baruch hu hofech espanam b'mena u'mitzari gehenna misgabrim bo. A person who only knows chumash, but could have learned more, Hashem will hold him responsible. He'll have an opportunity to spend time in Gehenna. And it goes on, building up, the person with the opportunity to learn more and to know more, and the person who is not careful. Look at the last line of the Bir Halacha. A person who does not push himself to have kviyas itim established times every day, he'll be left empty. If a person does not have a fixed time every day in the Torah, he is not doing enough to build himself up in his knowledge of Torah. Chas v'shalom. Umayana liyom hadin. What will he say on the day of judgment? V'achacham ena barosha. The wise man has eyes in his head. So says the Chafetz Chaim.
Zman means a set time?
Time. A set time, as we'll see. There's machlokus regarding whether it's a set time or a set amount. Okay. I do the dot. I learn a perek here. Whatever it is, or an hour, a half hour. We'll discuss the implications of that later on. The Seder Hayom, which is a book of Halacha and Kabbalah, so he says in Daf Yudal that the time for learning should be set in the morning and the evening. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch writes. He says, V'tzarech shoso esi yakavu shol yavirenu. It needs to be established that it should not pass. Afim hu savor l'harviyach harbi. Even if you can make an extra profit, not for a loss, but you should not give up the set established time for learning if it means not gaining an extra profit. That's how the Shulchan Aruch understands it. The Rama adds, you should have also a set place for learning because it shows that your learning is established and not by the seat of your pants. What should a person choose to learn? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Baal HaTanya writes in Siman Kufna Aleph here. Uva'eis zu tzarech she'yilma Torah she'bechsav v'torah she'bal peh. The established time that you have for learning Torah, Shav, Torah, Shavuot, Chesav, and Torah, Shabbat, Peh. Halachos, Pesukos, Halacha, Lamaisa, Talmud, Vlo Talmud, Vavad. Gemara, Im Hutchilas, Limudo, Lefishu, Betchilat, Sarach, Leada, Harbe, Mina, Isra, Mutter. If you have not built up your repertoire yet in practical Halacha, then don't learn Gemara. First, you need to know what's allowed and what's not allowed. Belo Ta'amim, Varayos. Even if you don't know all the reasons, you need to know what to do and not to do. You have to know how to do mitzvos first, and then you'll worry on building on that. But let's say a person goes and says, "Ah, kviyas itim, I'm going to learn zvachim for a half hour every day." But the person doesn't know, he shouldn't turn the light on Shabbos. The person doesn't know all the basic laws of kashrus. So what have you accomplished? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the first aspects of a person's daily schedule learning Torah must be halacha l'maisa. He repeats the idea in Hilchos Talmud Torah as well. The Mishabur writes in Kufim Hey Gimel, Ubalei Batim Sheinim Lohdim Rak Gimel Odal Shavs. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a Baal Bas, who only has 3 or 4 hours a day to learn. This is the Chafetz Chaim's idea of a Baal Bas. You have 3 or 4 hours a day to learn. Lo Yilmud B'Gemara L'chud. Don't only learn Gemara. Debezei Einu Yotzei El Tzarech Shilmud Dafka Gam Sifrei Poskim P'chol Echad Kriya Sagas. You need to learn Halalach L'maisa. It's not so crazy what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. If a person wanted to push himself, the person wanted to wake up early in the morning and learn an hour, and the person wanted to learn at night when he came home from work, 2 hours, 3 hours right there. We smile and say the Chafetz Chaim is being a machmir over here. But if a person took Kviyas Itim the Torah seriously, it's something that's definitely doable in the right circumstance, in the right atmosphere. A little bit in the morning, a little bit at lunch, a little bit at night, a person could put together potentially 3 or 4 hours of learning without being such a big push. Okay, what if you miss? Yeah.
Why at night is very important?
Very important.
Why?
Well, specifically because Vagisa Bo Yom Malayla, that you have to, the Malach, the angel told Yehoshua, you need to learn in the morning and the night. That's number one. The Gemara talks about a house that doesn't have the sound of learning Torah in it at night is potentially not being guarded properly and bad things could happen. It shows a responsibility and a love of Torah. The person balances the bookends of his day with Torah in the morning and Torah in the evening as well. Both aspects are important. Okay, the Gemara in Erevin tells us, on Samachei Amin Aleph, Yosef Upara. What does that mean, Yosef Upara? So says Rashi over there, Hayakover lo lishanos, kach v'kach prakim. A person said, I want to learn this and this. Daf, Mishnah Yomis, Mishabur Yomis, whatever it may be. Vayarogi lasok bayom. And he does it every single day. Upamim mishia tarib b'mezernoso. And one day, he can't make it. He has a wedding at night, a dinner, working late, and he can't make what he missed that day. He should make it up at night. If you establish yourself that you're going to learn a certain thing, and you miss the usual time slots, then you must make it up. You need to pay back. That's what Rashi says here on the Gemara. It's a neder. This is what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Lamed Ches Beis. The Magen Avraham there says that when a person is kovea itim, it's a neder, and therefore, when a person begins a seder into something, he should always say, I'm going to do this bli neder. If a person says, I'm going to do the daf, or I'm going to learn this halacha seder, whatever it is, you should always say bli neder, because when you say I'm going to do something, especially if it's a good thing, that takes the power of a neder, of an oath that you have to upkeep. Then he cites the Gemara in Darim Daf Chesam and Aleph that says, Haomer Eshna Perek Zen Neder Gadol Neder. A person says, I'm going to learn this thing. So he's making a great neder. He's telling us that it's a very important thing that he needs to keep up. And in Yoredeya Simon Reish Yadal, it says a person begins a minhag tov, a good custom, and he intends to follow it through. So he has to keep it. This is all summarized by the Mishnah Brewer there in Reish Amaches. If you say you're going to learn this thing, you got to keep it. It's a promise. If you want to do a good thing, and I say I'm going to do it for a very long time, this is an oath. And therefore you should say that I'm doing this. The Magen Avraham says in the same place in Sifkat and Beis that when it comes to being Kovei Itim, the time begins during the day and goes into the night. Meaning, if I say I'm going to learn the daf, that means I have today and I have the night following that day. What's the question? In halacha, what do we usually say?
Night.
That the yom is holech achar halayla, that the day follows the night. We know that all the Jewish holidays, Shabbos, anything in halacha is generally followed by the night first, that beginning of the night, and then the day follows. This is very confusing. Why, when it comes to Talmud Torah, do we say that the day comes first, and then it's followed by the night? So this is based on a comment of Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, in the beginning, reflecting on Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yarif, page Vav. So Rabbeinu Yonah there says that Limud Torah at night follows the day. And therefore, he tells us, that's why, how come after Maariv tonight, we didn't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah on the Torah we're going to learn right now? Isn't the day over? We should make a new Birchas HaTorah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, when it comes to Talmud Torah, first the day, then the night. The Birchas HaTorah you made this morning covers the Torah that we're learning right now. When you wake up in the morning, or even if you don't wake up in the morning, let's say you learn all Shavuos night, we know that according to some opinions, you need to make a new Birchas HaTorah even if you didn't sleep. And that's why people who stayed up will have somebody who slept cover them in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, because it's a machlokas whether that is in fact the case. But even if you don't go to sleep, it could be the next day requires a new Birchas HaTorah. So says Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Kaf HaChaim here in Reish Lamed Ches. Why? Why has this changed the system of usually the day following the night? So he writes something interesting. The Gemara Menachos Kufyud tells us that Torah is a kapara just like the korbanos. That if a person wants the kapara that comes, the tshuva that comes from a korban asham or a korban ola, whatever it may be, you should learn that Torah, and that Torah will act as a form of repentance, of kapara and tshuva for that. So says the Kaf HaChaim, so too, just like when it comes to the laws of korbanos, we know that it's day, then night. Korbanos is also an exception to the rule, right? If you bring a korban during the day, so then all the halachos regarding eating it, burning it, fall into the nighttime, right? We don't offer korbanos at night and then continue into the day. Korbanos offer during the day and they go into the night. And since korbanos and Torah are intrinsically linked to one another, therefore Torah is day and then night. So
is it equal or not?
What?
Is it equal?
Is it equal? Different. Different. Not necessarily better or worse, but different.
In Kriya Shema, he says, V'shachbecha v'kumecha. Shachbecha is first, then it's v'kumecha. V'shinatam v'manef v'dibaratam.
Yeah.
V'shachbecha v'shachbecha v'kumecha.
So you want to say that Torah should say, at night. Ah, here, it's a good question. In Kriya Shema by Torah we say, Ubishokbacha Kumecha. And here, it's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe Rabbeinu Yonah discusses it. I don't remember. But I hear the question. Why does it say Ubishokbacha Kumecha? I'm not sure. Okay. The Prima Gadim says that if you miss being Kovei Itim, so then you can't make it up. It's not possible. You can't make it up. It's not going to help. You missed the Kviyas of that day. The next day we'll have a new Chiyav. It's going to be a new miss of the Talmud Torah. That's what the Prima Gadim says. The Magen Giborim argues and says that just like any neder can be made up after the fact, so too you can learn extra. If I miss today's daf, so I'll learn today's daf plus tomorrow's daf on the next day. And if I was supposed to learn a half hour today, so I'll learn 2 hours tomorrow. That's what the Magen Giborim says. The Meir and Erevin clearly says you can make up lost time of learning Torah. Writes the Pisrei Tshuva in Yerodea Reish Mem Vav. Sif Katan Aleph. Listen to this. Ayin B'Sefer Mishnas Chachamim. Hilchos Talmud Torah. He brings the name of his father, the Gonzal Shnestapek B'Mishi Yeshlo Shir Kavua Lilmod Kol Yom. Eze Dapin. A person has a set amount. You want to finish Shas every year? You know how many pages you need to learn a day? 7.5 pages of Gemara every single day to finish Shas in a year. A person says, I want to finish Shas in a year. So he missed that day's amount. So what does he have to do tomorrow? 15. 14 and a half. 15 black Gemara, right? So Eza Daphin, he misses it. Lasibas Eza Ones, he wasn't able to make it. Nisbatal Yom or Yomim. Imuchuyav Lahashlam Yom Achra Uchra. Lilma Yosef B'chayom. Do you need to make up and learn extra on those days? Kafiya Chalosu B'chdei Lahashlam Nidro. To fulfill the neder, the oath that you may. Oh, or maybe. Nema the dummy mamish kilum nedra by yomze dafka. Rather, when your person says I'm going to learn this, it's a nedra for that day. Tuesday has its own promise. Wednesday has its own promise. If I miss Tuesday, I miss Tuesday. If I miss Wednesday, I miss Wednesday. That's it. Uke korban hakavua lo zman, a korban that has a set amount of time. Dim over yomo batal korbano. If I needed to bring a korban on this day and I didn't, I can't make it up. The korban's lost. It's done. Hadar pashad l'nashi didavka b'layla sha'acharav chayv l'hashlam. Chovas hayom b'lo l'yom ha'uchra. He says simply that it could only be at the night afterwards, not during the day. V'huzal pikbeg v'zeh, and this author disagrees with his father. V'daito noted the chayv l'hashlam. He says, no, you have to make it up af l'yom ha'uchra on a later date. V'tzarach l'ilmo dabar zeh kodim shar limudo, and the thing that you need to make up should take precedence of the other things that you need to learn. So says the Pisrei Tshuva. Look at a statement of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. This is written in the Sefer Zikaron that was written in memory of Rav Avram Bloy. And this is written on page Reish Mem Aleph in the Sefer Zikaron. He says, V'havei neder kedaminam, learning towards a neder. Inya zem estaber, deshaper tihani, mashur agilim lehisanos be'erba shoshana. He says, regarding the inyan of a neder of learning Torah, you can rely on what you said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when you did Hataras Nedarim. Deino rodes the klaushia neder. You didn't want it to be a neder, right? Last Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we said that we don't want any nedarim for the coming year. So if a person says, I'm going to learn this, he can rely what he said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Dekevan shu atzmo hare ein kavanoso klal neder. Since I didn't really intend, when I said I want to learn this, I didn't intend that I was taking upon myself all of these important aspects of making an oath. This is heavy stuff, he says. Dekevan shu atzmo hare ein kavanoso klal neder o shvua, or take an oath, v'rak Torah asasu k'neder. The Torah made it like a neder, but I didn't want it. L'chein kai gavna shigila daitu mikodem, when I said at the beginning of the year that I didn't want it in a darim, V'hisne b'feirish v'ena rotsa klal she'a neder. Me'echit heisi neima sh'apagon zeh hazen nasa neder. Who says my learning should become a neder? Gam neged t'nai m'furish she'hisne b'reish sh'asa d'ena rotsa yos neder. I said in Rosh Hashanah Kippur I didn't want my learning to be a neder. V'lechei nilfin esayt, he says v'shal mazalman, t'chol she'hu omer stam. If Burden just says, I want to have a chavrusa with this person, I'm going to learn this. The local Hashem has a dozen times, I'm making a neder that I'm going to learn this aspect of Torah. Hareza chashiv ka'omer b'feirish b'li neder. It says, if you said b'li neder, without saying b'li neder. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, a very big kula. The Pisrei Tshuva cites this and says it's just a limud zchus. He doesn't really mean it as this is lechatchila. Lechatchila, we should say bli neder whenever we establish a time of being kovei itim for learning. He thinks it's just a limud zchus. The Piskei Tshuva cites this incident in Kufnin Hey. But this is a very big deal because according to Shlomo Zalman, so then Rosh Hashanah and Kippur should just uproot all of Hilchos Nedarim. We should just cut out the whole simon from Shulchan Aruch because we can always say we're relying on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So the statement of Shlomo Zalman is a big chiddush. Just a few more points to end. There's a long tshuva here from the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner. We're not going to read through the whole tshuva. He just raises an interesting point. He writes this in Chela Gimel and Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. Let's say you take a neder that I'm going to learn till a certain time or some amount of hours, and then the clocks change. So do you have to? Does it depend on the? You said I'm going to. Does it depend on what the time of the world is, or what you thought in your mind? Meaning, when I said I'm going to learn from 10 to 11, so I thought it was 10 from 11, or let's say 2.5 hours. I thought it was 2.5 hours. Up until this time that I'm going to go to bed. But now that my bedtime is now much later or much earlier, depending on the clocks changing, so maybe it shouldn't have to change. So Rav Osner has a whole idea over here regarding whether how it should work. Should you be allowed to switch the time or not switch the time? Let's say that Motzei Shabbos, right? It's going to, in the middle of the night, it's going to cut back an hour when the clocks change. So how does that affect the established time that you set aside? He discusses this idea. I want to end with a few more points. The Elia Rabba, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Aleph Hey, cites the Makor Chaim, Rav Chaim HaKohen, who's the Rav in Syria. So he says something so important. He says, V'chein le'inyan Torah, when it comes to Torah, what did the Gemara and Shabbos say? Sholim la'adam kavata itzim Torah. Hashem is going to ask you, do you have established times for Torah? V'ein sholim kama Torah lamad. He's not going to ask you how much Torah did you learn. It's not about how much. He knows more than me. I don't know as much as him. It's difficult. I'm tired. That's not what they're going to ask you. They just want to know, did you have time to learn Torah every day, day in, day out, without exception? That is the most important thing.
Somebody has an hour, somebody has 10 minutes.
Or yeah, if that's what you have. You need to be honest with yourself. Yeah. Right? Rav Henkin writes that he met the Chazon Ish before he knew who the Chazon Ish was. And he met him in a city in Europe, and he met this young man, and he asked him, what are you doing? He says, you know, I'm a storekeeper, and this is the Chazon Ish talking to him, and the Chazon Ish didn't tell him who he really was. He was a big Anav. And Rav Henkin said, you know, do you have time to learn? And the Chazon Ish said, you know, whenever I find time, I'm able to learn. And then he found out who he was a few days later, and he said, oh my gosh, he told me like when I have time to learn. The Chazon Ish was being honest though. When do I have time to learn? I don't know, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. That's when I have time to learn. So a person needs to be honest with themselves, and they say, Kavat the Torah, in the basin Shomaila, when you tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I only had 10 minutes to learn every single day. So Hashem's going to take out the, well, by then they'll have Netflix in Shemayim, not just the DVD. It used to be a tape, then there was a DVD.
There used to be a book,
whatever, so now they'll have Netflix. Whatever it'll be, Hashem will turn on the Netflix channel, and he'll pull up your life, and he'll say, 10 minutes, really? Because what was going on over here? You only had 10 minutes over here because I saw you doing other things right now. Are you sure you only had 10 minutes to be Kovei Itim? So we need to be honest with ourselves when it comes to this idea. Says the Mishnah Berurah there in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Sifkat Yud Beis, in the last source here, V'chein le'inyan Talmud Torah, Hinyan Kain, Ki Hakol Tali L'fnei Yishem Yisparach, everything depends before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Osek Kol Asher V'Koch L'Asos. Did you do everything you could do when it came to learning Torah? The Akdama of the Ein Yaakov, famously has the famous vort, what's the most important pasuk in the Torah? Esakeves Achat HaSeba Boker, Esakeves HaShenis HaSebein Arabayim. Consistency. Day in, day out, they offered a korban in the Beis HaMikdash in the morning and then again in the afternoon. Because consistency when it comes to Limud HaTorah is the single most important thing. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, every single day, this time is unbroken. No calls, no interruptions. I'm doing this right now. This is the most important thing.
What happens if somebody starts to learn later in life?
Yeah.
And then he's asked the question, did you learn day and night?
Yeah.
So
Kavatsa Yitzim Torah. When I knew, when I now was available and I was aware of the importance of Talmud Torah, I took it seriously. I knew what to do at that time. Being Kavei Eitim is good for Shalom Bayis. It's good that the people see in your home that Torah is important to you, that your children, your grandchildren see that Torah is important to you. Now, where is Daddy going? Where is Zadie going? He's going to learn. He's going to the Beis Medrash. He's going to have a Chavrusa. It has a tremendous impact. The idea of Kriyas Itim doesn't just affect you, but it affects the household and everyone around you as well. They tell a story that there was a chassid who went to the Rebbe and he was crying about his kid who doesn't have a geshmak of learning Torah. He doesn't like learning. He's not interested. He's pushing and pulling and he gets him a chavrusas and he gets him a tutor and everything, and the kid doesn't want to learn. So the Rebbe says to the chassid, "And what's with you? Do you have time to learn?" So the chassid says, "I'm very busy. I have a parnasa. I have to go over here, and I have to take care of this at night, and I have this responsible over here." He says, "I don't have the ability to do it." So he says, "What's going to be with my son?" So the Rebbe said, "Don't worry." He says, "When your son gets older, so he'll also be zocha to have a son who he'll also want to learn Torah, and he'll be worried about his learning Torah as well." So again, we can talk about that we want it to be like this, that we want it to be like that, but if we want to make a difference, so it means we need to be Kovei Itim on our schedules, that it's important. We saw that it is a Gemara. It is a din in Shulchan Aruch in two places. It's in the Rambam, it's in the Poskim. Being Kovei Itim is important, certainly to something to think about as you approach the holiday of Matan Torah. Haba Aleinu L'Tovah.